This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the cliffcentral.com website where there's a show for you.
CliffCentral.com. It is Friday morning, Sex Talk with John T. Searle. This is Unradio. This is Unscripted. And this is most definitely Uncensored. This is a morning of history being made on CliffCentral.com. So we need, you know, those very serious radio announcers' voices, like from the Second World War, that goes beep, 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 and this very serious announcement. We are making history this morning. Pleasure history. With Tamar and Goddess L, and a whole crowd of people gathering outside the window to watch. And during this broadcast, we are going to be crossing to the crowd for behind the scenes for what the crowd is experiencing. This is really, really exciting. Goddess L, thank you for coming to share with us. This is amazing and beautiful, and we are really grateful for you.
Thank you for having me, Junkie.
So you've got to talk close to the mic, like you're going to give it a big smooch. There we go. That's really good. So, on Monday, International Orgasm Day. And to celebrate International Orgasm Day, we are doing a live squirting orgasm. Never been done before in South Africa in this way. This is really, really amazing. So we're going to start out with a dirty dictionary word.
Smoga. Ninja Sex. Chocolate Starfish. Twitterbag. Calypagium.
Today's dirty dictionary word is
Amrita.
Dirty dictionary word.
Amrita, WhatsApp us on 079-748-2090. Tell us what you think Amrita is. And there's a clue. It's connected to today's show.
What can it be?
Any idea? Any idea? Go to Sil.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm curious to hear. Closer.
Sure. So stick around and you are going to. So
it's like a marula but with a tikka on it.
Message your questions to us, 079-748-2090 on WhatsApp. And we are sharing something amazing. So let's look first at what this is. What is squirting? What is it all about? How do you make it happen? And what stops it happening? And then we're going to go into the experience. And we're going to take lots of pictures during this that will be available to
on
you.
Twitter. Short videos on Twitter as well. On our sextalk_CliffC. I'm sure Cliff Central is going to, if it's appropriate, retweet it. And we're going to be on our Facebook page loading videos. Unfortunately, Periscope usually blocks us. We're going to try.
Well, let's see what we can
do. In Periscope Central Guide, and maybe Cliff Central will help us.
Okay. So, first question that often comes up is, can any woman do this? And the answer is yes, almost every woman can. What stops this happening? Firstly, there are certain medications that stop it happening. Some surgical procedures may have interfered with this, but the biggest blockage is internal, it's emotional, it's mental. It's about believing that you can do this. It's being in touch with your sexuality, being in touch with your body, being in touch with your pleasure, giving yourself permission, allowing yourself to do this. Negative sexual experiences from the past, emotional abusive experiences, all of those issues are what get in the way from you doing this. So what happens is, in Tantra we call a pussy a yoni, Y-O-N-I. Yoni means sacred space, sacred place. The tissues of your yoni, which should be alive and awake and sensitive, are often numb or tender or even painful because of the emotional issues that sit there. Because between the body, the mind, and our feelings is an incredible connection, and it's all one unit that works together to create us and the expression of the lives that we live. So we grow up in a culture that is very paradoxical about female sexuality, in that it surrounds us. Everything is about sex and everything is about female sexuality. But if you go and express that sexuality, then you're a slut. Then you're a slut. If I go and express this, then I'm a real stud, but you're a slut. So it's incredibly paradoxical in this. And this is what causes a lot of women to turn their sexuality down, to not be the fullness of these amazing sexual goddesses that they can be, because it's not okay to let it out. And part of learning to squirt means clearing all of this emotional blockage. What do you think about that, Goddess L?
Jonty, that's definitely true. That was certainly my experience. The emotional ties that bind us from societal norms, from the upbringings that we have in often restrictive families or different reference groups that tell us that while we are sexual, we are not supposed to express it, we're not supposed to enjoy it, we're not supposed to allow ourselves that full expression of self. And yet when you are able to move past that and you allow yourself that full expression, you often find that you awaken that inner goddess. And when you enable that energy to be released, you can do anything and you feel yourself coming into a fullness of yourself. You feel like a goddess. And that's definitely true even with squirting and with any other sexual practices. In my experience, we see that once we enable ourselves to move past those emotional blockages that you were speaking of, a whole world opens up to us and we feel alive and vibrant down to a very cellular level even.
Yeah. When did you discover that you could do this?
Not that long ago, actually. Yeah. Probably about a year ago, was when I realized I could do this. Mm-hmm. And it took a while to move past the internal blockages.
Yeah.
One of them being society tells us you are female, and like you said, surrounded by these sexual images and sexuality, but then we are told we should tone ourselves down. And most women internalize that so easily and so quickly, and it just, it does. It blocks every aspect of your life, not just your sexuality. We are sexual beings, often in the way we walk, in the way we smile. And there is such a beauty in that for me when a woman is able to not only internalize that, but to embrace it and to allow it to come to its fullness. That enables us to become the goddesses we were destined to be.
Absolutely. That's really awesome. So let's look at what this is. Where does the fluid come from? How is it produced? And how you can learn to do this. Let's do it. Tell us a little bit about your first squirting experience.
My first squirting experience was with a lovely, lovely man that I know, and he guided me through it quite beautifully. There was a definite connection before. I don't think this is something that you can do with a random stranger on the first meeting. It requires a level of trust, not only of yourself, but with your partner at the time. That the experience that I had definitely was one where I was extremely aroused, and that's definitely probably the first thing that you need to do. You need to be in a space where you feel safe, where you feel beautiful, where you feel adored and sexy, not only by your partner, but from within yourself. You have to acknowledge that you are beautiful and be in love with yourself to a certain degree. And this is what we created, the two of us together, and it was just magical. We both play in a BDSM type space from time to time, and there was a bit of an element of that, which is my personal favorite kink. And we had that in, and it morphed from that into this sensual, intense energy that surrounded us, and it just happened, and it was magical, and it was amazing. And I remember the release being so great, and I actually laughed. I was overjoyed to see that my body could do this, because I had heard about it and I had seen it happen before, and I assumed it was elusive for me because of mental blocks. But I was able to just release all of that, and it was amazing.
Beautiful. So here's how it happens. Here's what it's all about. The fluid that you squirt is produced by your G-spot. Now, the G-spot is a gland that has about 40 ducts, and it produces fluid concerned with three things. The first is your fertility. The second is your entire hormone balance. And the third is the fluid that you can actually ejaculate. So first you have to find your G-spot. So how do you do this? And ladies, listen carefully. You can do this on your own. You don't need a partner. Sometimes doing this with a partner first is actually an impediment. It makes it harder because there's this pressure to perform. So listen carefully, guys. It's not about a performance.
Nope.
It's not like what you see in the porn thing. It's an expression of pleasure and of the beauty of your sexuality. So as a woman, you need to own this. It's not a bucket list thing that you need to tick off. So that's really, really important, because the more pressure there is to perform, the further away this elusive little sucker moves. So really, really gentle. So find your G-spot. This is how you do it. You look on the upper wall of your yoni, the wall of your yoni facing your belly. So lots of playing on the outside to stimulate everything, to wake everything up, to bring lots of blood, lots of fluid to the tissues, lots of playing, lots and lots of lube. The best lube, plain coconut oil. The general rule about lube, the plainer it is, the better it is for your body. You need something that's going to last for a long time and not go into the skin. My recommendation, coconut oil. Really good. Lots of time playing around the outside. Then put two fingers or one finger inside your yoni and start looking at approximately 1.5 to 2 centimeters inside. Pick a spot and quite gently make like a come here movement. When you feel like you need to wee, you know you're in the right place, because the tube that goes from the bladder to the outside runs just across the top of that. And as you're stroking, you're irritating that tube slightly. The sensation is that you need to wee. If it gets really intense and you're convinced you're going to wee, then obviously stop and go to the bathroom. Otherwise, it's going to get messy.
Unless that's your kink, of course.
That's it. Then The deeper you breathe and the more you relax, the quicker that sensation changes and it starts to become pleasurable. Then you feel that the skin under your fingers changes texture. It becomes corrugated, almost like corduroy, and it will bulge down slightly. So at the beginning of the arousal, the size and shape of the arousal is that of a white butter bean. The white beans you put in soups and stews, that's more or less what you feel. That's when it starts to become pleasurable. Then on either side of that, you feel two channels, which are called the gutters of the G-spot. And they take the sensation deep inside, because that gland actually runs the whole length of your yoni. So it's not just a tiny little gland. And as you stimulate that, so it becomes more and more intense. So once you've found your G-spot and it's awake, this is the basic technique for learning how to squirt. And remember, you can do this on your own. You need strong internal muscles because you actually push the ejaculation out. So how do you make your muscles strong? You do yoni exercises, just like you go to gym or yoga and you exercise. So you do exercises by contracting and relaxing. Contract and relax, and it feels really good. So you can do it standing in the queue in Woolies, and if it feels really good, you can go, and then everybody looks and thinks, what's she having for supper tonight? But you need strong muscles so you can push this ejaculation out. So you rub your G-spot, stop, and push out like you're going to push urine out. Rub, stop, push out. Rub, stop, push out. When you start to feel little tingles at the top of your thighs and in your hips, that's when you know you're getting close. Those are called ejaculation rockets. That's when a lot of people tend to kind of get really excited and they start contracting. Breathe. Relax. The more you relax into this, the more it's going to happen. Rub. Push out. As you get closer, a lot of women say it's easier either to be squatting or to be on their hands and knees because you have much greater control of your pelvic muscles in those positions. And that's kind of the basis of it. The rest of it takes some time. So for some women, this happens really quickly, and sometimes it can take months of healing and release work. In my practice, it's something that we do a lot of. But think about the reasons that you want to do this. And if it's about experiencing more of your femininity, about experiencing more of your pleasure, it becomes a much easier journey than it just being about, we've seen this in porn and we've got to make it happen. So when the fluid is ejaculated, it comes out the same hole that urine comes out of. So in the beginning, there might be a little smell or taste of urine because that would be in the tube. But in texture, in taste, in smell, it's totally different. It's either clear or a little bit milky. And once you've experienced it once, you will never confuse the two. Now, it's called squirting because when this ejaculation happens, it sprays out. And it can actually spray for 2, 3, 4 meters or more.
Sorry, I have to. I was in a live demonstration that John T did once, and literally the ladies, wonderful lady, squirted to the wall, to the other side of the room. And the feeling is so wonderful. She was so happy. There's such, you know, I had a little go at somebody on Twitter because he said, oh, she's going to pee all over the studio. And I said, and he's a doctor. And I said, shame, you know, that's why we have the show. So what, to say that this is not medicine knows that it's pee? I said, no, to focus on pleasure and not about what
so
it
sadly,
is.
Sadly, what a lot of doctors know about sex is quite limited. They don't get a lot of training in the world of sexuality. And we can go a lot more down that road, but that's not what today's about. Yeah. It's about pleasure. So when this comes out, it can be an enormous amount of fluid. So having lots of towels or rubber sheets becomes really, really important. Once it's happened once, it doesn't mean that's the end, because once it starts, it can actually go on and on and on and on. Mm-hmm. And it can be very, very dehydrating. So ladies, afterwards, drink lots and lots of water, and lots of water before. Sometimes it's not about an orgasm. You can have an ejaculation that's not always about an orgasm. It's just the function of your G-spot working amazingly. Have you had that experience?
Yes. One of my most amazing squirting experiences was with a lovely couple, and that's exactly what I experienced. It was a continuous gush, and once it had started, because I felt so treasured and valued within that space, I didn't want it to end either.
Mm.
It was amazing. And one of the other things I just wanted to add on to something you said just now, when we were talking about exactly what ejaculate is, I think one of the most important things for you to understand is you need to be totally comfortable with your body and all its normal functions. There are no taboos around a woman's body. You are beautiful because that's the way you are. And there is nothing about you that is gross or yucky. Everything that is about your body, everything your body does and produces is amazing and wonderful. And this is no exception. You definitely need to have a level of comfort with what your body produces, whether it's period blood, whether it's ejaculate, whatever it is. It's beautiful because it's a part of you. And don't ever let anybody shame you for what your body does.
That's amazing. Thank you. So, you know, the awesome thing about the power of internet radio on this is that people around the world are listening this morning, and that's absolutely amazing. So we have a whole outside broadcast team. We have a whole audience. So let's hear what is happening outside as we prepare for this to happen.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the Cliff Central studios this morning, it is the first ever live squirting orgasm with the magnificent and dexterous Jonty Searle and his team of people inside the studio, and our live studio audience. Audience, make some noise. Very exciting stuff, Jonty. I've got to tell you, people are, we've got over 100 people in the live studio audience at the moment. Very excited to hear what you have to say and what you have to show.
It is,
to
Gareth.
To see the first ever live squirting orgasm.
It's an amazing experience, and it's an incredible platform, and to be able to share it with so many people of the Cliff Central family and sending this out around the world to show women their sexual power and the power of pleasure. It's a really beautiful and honored thing we're doing today.
Well, there is a serious aspect to this. There are lots and lots of people all over the world who don't have satisfactory orgasms, who are shamed by their sexuality. There are people who don't have fun sex lives, and we're going to change that this morning.
Absolutely, and it's our mission at Sex Talk is to help people have as much pleasure, as much fun, as the most amazing excitement in their relationships that they can. And if people are going to explore, let's help them do that with the most information, the most honest and open information, without a judgment on the spectrum of our sexuality.
Before we carry on, would you like to meet some of the fans?
Absolutely.
All right, let's cross to Riabetswe, who is one of the hosts of the Worst Guys.
How's it, Gareth? How are you doing? How's it, Jonty?
Yeah, how you doing?
How's the atmosphere in there?
It's really beautiful. It's exciting.
Lovely,
as
lovely,
we build
lovely
up to this. So our model, Goddess L, is getting undressed.
Riabetswe has learnt a lot this morning already. He was particularly interested in the squatting position or the on the hands and the knees. He liked that a lot.
Yeah, so the hands and the knees, I'm assuming that's not doggy style, that's dog style, right? Oh, do I get it wrong? And I see she's starting off well in the starting blocks over there. Yes. I can't wait to get this race on the road.
Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live this morning from the CliffCentral.com studios. Jonty Searle, the host of the show, and also the man who will bring us a squirting orgasm. How exciting.
Okay, so we're going to start this whole experience. We're going to start this the build-up to this. And in line with what we're doing, which is always an authentic expression of sexuality, everything that we do and everything that we've ever done in the studio is authentic. It's not an act. It's not a performance. So we're going to allow the best possible experience that we can have, and let's see what happens. Afterwards, we will talk to our model about what she experienced. We will talk to our audience as to what they experienced watching this. And let's just simply have some pleasure. So, we are going to start this experience, and it's going to be, you're going to hear every little moan, every little groan as it happens.
Cool. So, is that going to be your mic? You're going to stand here?
Yep.
Perfecto. So, Jonty's going to just get into position. She's always, it's a very non-friendly squirting studio, we have to be honest. But Jonty is basically going to comment from here, and we're going to help if you can't hear. There we go, is it open? Perfecto.
Yeah, yeah, but this is Jonty's spot, so...
There you go. Can you come from the other side?
No.
Okay. Shall we move a little bit? Shall we move a little bit? Sorry.
Okay.
Hold. There we go. Just lift a little bit. Okay. Sorry, Jonty.
Okay, so we are getting ready for this. Everybody is in position. How are you feeling right now?
Very aroused, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm quite excited.
Yeah? Okay.
I enjoy my sexuality. I enjoy the expressions of it. Okay. And I'm a little bit of an exhibitionist, so I'm really looking forward to sharing this magical moment.
Okay, what are the feelings in your body?
In my body? Mm. Well, I feel beautiful. I feel... totally within myself, and I feel turned on, I feel sexy, I feel magical. Magical is a good word of the day, I think.
Magical is an absolutely fantastic word for today. Really cool. Okay. And being part of history is an amazing thing. And
that's true too.
It gives so many women permission to explore and to enjoy and have their pleasure.
Exactly. That's pretty much what I enjoy doing. It's something I love to see other women find their self-expression and find, like you say, that permission to just be yourself. Mm-hmm. All of us have this goddess within us, and for me personally, it's my life's mission to help as many women as possible to find that within them and to bring her roaring out into the world, because that's how we change the world, by allowing ourselves to be fully who we are.
That's it. Well, we pray at the Church of Pleasure.
Oh, that's the best church to pray at.
So we're going to begin with some external movements on your yoni, just starting to build that energy and to build that pleasure. And how's this feeling?
Oh, it feels lovely. Very relaxing.
Yeah. Okay. So remember, that's really important to spend a lot of time externally. That's kind of the warm-up. And that's really important. So think about if you go to gym or you go to yoga, you spend time warming up. So this brings lots of blood to that area. It makes the tissues all soft. Starts to get lots of juices flowing. Very good. What are you feeling now?
Sure, it's difficult to put into words that I haven't already used. I'm feeling lovely. This is a great way to start the weekend. I highly recommend it for anybody.
That's a great way to put it.
Well, we could make Friday morning weekend preparation.
Yes. Oh, I like that sound.
Gareth, beware, we're going to do it a regular thing.
No. For the weekend. That's amazing. So I notice here that you have a clitoris piercing.
I do indeed. Okay. It was my birthday present to myself last year as part of my celebration of my sexuality.
And how did that change your sexuality?
It actually made everything a little bit more sensitive. Mm-hmm. And for me, moving past those emotional blockages, as you say, when you have a blockage, everything feels dead and desensitized. Mm-hmm. So that was definitely a huge step for me in removing those desensitizations and in allowing my body free expression. It hurts, obviously, when they do it, but it heals really quickly, and it doesn't hinder any of the sex. You can be as rough as you want, and it doesn't hurt, it doesn't tear, it doesn't pull. So there is a beauty in that. Okay. And it just adds to my pleasure. And of course, it's such a lovely surprise for any partner that I'm with. They're always quite delighted to see it, and I love knowing it's there.
Okay. So how are you feeling right now?
Good. Uh-huh. I feel great.
Do you feel some pleasure building?
Starting to, yes.
Okay. So while this is happening, can we do a quick crossing to our outside broadcast for a quick comment from them on how they're feeling watching the beginning of this experience?
We're enjoying this tremendously. There are a lot of people here gathered around the studio trying to see what's going on. Obviously, all the men are trying to get right in on the action, but we're keeping them away. And as for the ladies, I think everybody here has an opportunity to learn. So I think the women are just much more mature about the whole thing. But I do believe that this is a first. I don't know that there's ever been a live squirting orgasm on air anywhere in the world. So we're very proud of bringing this to you this morning. And in no way because we think it's outrageous or because we think it's crazy or we're just doing it for shock value. I think also, Jonty, because you're here to teach people. And that's always been your take on sex. And that's what we're here to do this morning. Crowd, are you happy?
Yeah!
I promise you that there are some women. There are some women in the crowd, just in case you thought it was all just guys. All right. Everybody in the crowd of it's just a ton of people here. All of you make some noise. Here we go.
Go, Jadzi.
All right. Back to the action.
Because it is about education, and that's really what the platform is, but showing it in a way that's real, that it's real people having real expressions of pleasure. And the body is really starting to feel more, to get into this a little bit. Belly is arching, muscles inside are starting to contract, the G-spot is swelling.
Feels marvelous. Mm.
Let's hold that up a little bit. Energy. So for someone, then it's actually a really intense stimulation. It's quite hard, it's quite fast to let that energy build up. You can feel the whole length of your G-spot swollen.
Oh my gosh, that feels good.
So let the fire of it build. Let it take the time that it takes to build. So seeing a woman in pleasure, what is our outside audience experiencing from seeing a woman in a state of pleasure? See what some of the women are feeling at the moment.
I can tell you that there actually a pall of silence has fallen over most people. They're actually, I think, very, very intrigued by what they're seeing. But let me go to some of the audience here. Here's Eric from the Just Now Show. Eric, what do you think?
Hi, John D. This is awesome. This is weird. Like, everybody's quiet, which is strange. I feel like we should all just be quiet now until it happens.
Put your pants back on, Eric.
No, my pants are on. Don't look at me. Why are you looking down, man? God,
all right, and here with obviously very serious comments, Dave, please go ahead.
It was really a bad idea to wear tracksuit pants today.
G-Man the Ad Man, Grant Toilet.
From a branding perspective, I'd like to say that I'm enjoying the consistency. Wow. Now back to you in the studio.
I got to say that John T is totally, totally focused here. He's paying complete attention to this lady, and he's giving her every ounce of pleasure he could possibly deliver. It's incredible to see the focus. Kerry, what do you think? I mean, is it incredible?
It's amazing, and she's so in touch with herself and her body. I think that's the most incredible part of this experience.
Do you know, Greg, who runs a lot of the stations, said there's a podcast course that we must do. And he said, you guys must come and learn how to make your podcast better. Yeah. And not once during the course that I went to for the 2 nights did he mention doing this. Yeah. I would do this more if I knew.
Well, now you know. Some secrets we keep for the higher grade, the master classes, those are still coming. All right, back to you in the studio, Greg and John T.
Why are you feeling in your body right now?
My hands are starting to tingle and my feet, and for me that's always a sign that I'm more and more aroused, that I'm getting closer to orgasm.
Tell me how you need to be touched. A little bit gentler, a little bit harder.
Alternating, harder and gentler is also always great. The external stimulation works well for me too.
My body feels so amazing.
It's also to take a little bit of the pressure, because
a woman arousal takes to build 20 minutes. So she just jumped in with 50 people watching her across the world as well. And it's just amazing to see how this amazing soul can connect to an amazing therapist and just go for it. And she's just loving it. She's relaxing. She's breathing. You can hear her breath. It's quite amazing. We wish a little bit maybe that we could be connected like that to our orgasm ability, to our sexuality.
Tamar, your voice helps a lot as well, baby.
Well, I'm guessing it's not a good time to say everything I think right now, but it's extremely beautiful. It's beyond feminine. And yeah, we're all very lucky to be here, I think. That's, you're just amazing. And you know, take your time. It's here for you, for anybody else. We definitely have patience. Just keep on breathing.
Everything inside of you contracting and expanding.
My face is tingling as well.
He's working hard, guys. It's to make such a thing in such a short time. It's quite amazing. That's beautiful. That's so beautiful. Yeah, so the orgasm can come just with the ejaculation can be separate. It's quite interesting when you see the spectrum of different female expressions. It's quite amazing.
Oh, my word.
You have to be here right now. She's just in her elements. She's completely surrendering. It's amazing. Just beautiful to see. She's just in her center of her arousal and her sensuality. It's amazing. We're taking some photo, Goddess El, so you can remember this amazing experience. You are in all your glory. Just amazing. We'll take one beautiful photo of you just in the moment. Oh, that's beautiful. And tell us something, while you're feeling it, do you have to imagine anything? Do you have to go to a special place? Or are you in the experience?
Oh, just in the experience. I do have flashes of certain people who are special to me, past experiences, the beauty of the moment, the way my skin feels, the way my body is alive. Magical as fuck. Can I have it on radio?
Yes, well, you're lying naked and orgasming on air. I think you can say amazing as fuck. Yeah, it's really okay. It's
fine.
Jonty is doing absolute magic. It's quite beautiful to see. You can hear the pounding. You can hear the hand actually working. Because every woman is different. So to get to the right point, to realize where her G-spot is, it's art. And when you know your partner, it's very easy, but when you meet for the first time, it's actually quite phenomenal. She's lying here on the bed, she's relaxing, she's completely in her element, she's giving herself completely. You can see her body movement are just going more and more into high states of pleasure, which is very difficult to see, not in porn, which is fake. And just to see you, Goddess El, just really giving yourself away with your own authenticity, something completely, completely wild, actually. It's wild. And Jonty's changing. He's alternating different movements. It's quite intense. It's to get the fluid out, you actually need to really feel where is it, the right spot of the actual G-spot. And it's like waves. Am I right, Goddess El? You're like going into a wave?
The build-up is like waves. It's like an ocean that ebbs and flows through your body, and it takes over everything. And
amazing. You just connect to yourself. You know what I think. I think you're hot as fuck. We're happy to say that we couldn't find somebody better to be so connected to herself. So this is our absolute pleasure.
So there's actually some small little ejaculations happening here.
I'm behind you. I can't see you. Awesomeness. Do you need to push it out, Goddess El? Does it just come naturally? Who are you?
Later, babe.
Chat later. You breathe.
You just breathe. Yeah, we can hear it. We can actually hear the ejaculation. We can hear the fluids. Yeah, it's quite phenomenal to be in such a position that we can really share this with you. It's beyond phenomenal. We can really hear the fluids. Everybody can hear it on air. We'll have some wonderful photos as well that still show the beauty of the feminine body, but to be here in studio with us is very, very, very special. We're very happy for all the commenting team.
So you can see the spray is actually starting to spray a little bit.
Jonty is working hard, we must be honest, but he's fit. He's strong. You can see he's a therapist. You can see he knows what he's doing. He's basically changing the movements constantly. When you want to stimulate a woman, you can't do the same thing all the time. So he goes from external to internal. You can hear this is not a record, it's real. She's in the place. Let's give it some space. Yep. You can see she's actually not here. She's completely flying. Different world of pleasure.
I keep talking to my voice is magic.
I'm coming. In my moment, I'm going to jump there. So let me stay in a place that I can control myself. It's beyond spectacular to see your body just arching. And the breath. You know, when people have quiet sex, it can't be. It just can't be. Let yourself... some tapping. It sounds like BDSM, but it's actually tapping on the clit. It helps many times to stimulate the ejaculation. It doesn't hurt because in that state of pleasure, it's just such a beautiful wave. You feel only little movements. And you need to see her body. She's actually completely flushed, almost scratching herself. It looks like a real sensual island. You got a trip to sensual island. And we can actually hear. We can hear the ejaculation. We can hear the water just flowing. Nothing, you know, it's just wonderful squirting. She's actually biting her hand now. Which makes it all very, very sexy. Which is quite phenomenal how you can make in a radio station with 100 people something really intimate and sexy. Your breath is amazing. Yeah, you can hear it. It's just flowing. Just flowing. Just beautiful. Literally, in some states of pleasure, a woman needs to calm herself down. It's actually becoming like a spiral, a magical, spiritual spiral. You feel like you're taking drugs, like you had a lot to drink. You just feel like after 10 shooters. It's the best natural high, and she's definitely there. Also, all this breath. And all these waves of pleasure. It's an unbelievable once-in-a-lifetime experience, that's for sure. And for you at home, you can just hear the beautiful water coming out. Jonty is reporting to us that the stream is just coming. We're going to take a few photos for you and tweet them later. But again, we can't be blocked, so if you're not here, you can just hear it. And we'll put some on the Twitter feed, the beautiful photos of her body. Jonty's connected to her. It's quite cool. He's just talking to her and making sure she's okay, making sure she's safe, she's happy. Jonty's hand is completely wet. It's beautiful. It's fascinating to see that less than 20 minutes into it, she's in ecstasy. So if you guys want to tell us you don't have time to have sex,
Make time.
Show us the hand.
Yeah, I think these guys have got a lot to learn, actually. Yeah. Right? Tama, we can all learn from this.
Yeah, we definitely can.
And then everybody can deliver a whole lot more pleasure in their lives. All right, studio audience. Let's go to the studio audience now. Let's find out what they all have to say for themselves. It is a beautiful Friday morning. What a way to start the weekend, huh? Don't you think, everybody?
Huh? Yeah. Jonty, they love it. They're clapping. They're cheering. You're wet. She's wet. A fountain has occurred.
I'm going to go and hug the lady. Your turn, Jaunt. What beautiful. Jaunty's covering her. She's lying there in ecstasy, happy. Jaunty's wet. The bed is wet. She's arching her back. It's really, I'm going to take a photo now just to show in which ecstasy she is now. It's one of the most beautiful, beautiful moments that we have experienced for us, for Sex Talk in the studio. Just being willingly a woman would love to educate other female sisters that pleasure is no sin, pleasure is wonderful, pleasure is accessible. It's about opening a space within. And yeah, Jaunty, it's thanks to you that we can learn these things, and we are so fucking grateful for you to give us those pleasure gifts so we can go home and practice, because I'm sure it's going to be a very wet Friday for everybody. Guys, we can't even tell you how happy we were that you share this experience, and we'll definitely, definitely keep on taking photos and talking now to Goddess L, how she's feeling when she comes back to consciousness.
Wow, what an amazing experience. And, you know, part of it is really being so committed to pleasure, being so committed to your partner, being absolutely present. And that's one of the signs of intimacy, is presence and connection. Gareth, how is that to watch?
Well, let me ask some of the audience here. Amanda, what did you think of the whole display this morning? Come and have a say.
Oh, wow. No, that was quite entertaining. John C., you don't need to go to gym for like 3 weeks now.
What do you say, Carrie? I mean, wasn't it amazing to see how much pleasure she had?
I'm supposed to be speechless right now. It was an education, and you can see that she's still in a level of euphoria there. Well done, Jaunty.
You know, one of the things about pleasure is we think it's such a short-lived experience, but when you get to this level of pleasure, it keeps on expanding and moving through the body in the most amazing, endless way.
Still in it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mark Mdluli?
Well, personally, I think what I learned is just taking your time. That's the most important thing I've come to understand. Most men don't understand that. I think being there with your partner and actually being there until the end. A lot of people were thinking of leaving earlier. It's like, no, this is exactly our problem, gents. We want to come ourselves and we don't want to finish the job. So it's good to see that being there, taking your time, that's all you need.
Mark, you get full marks for that, and it's one of the things that guys need to learn. So if more people could listen to Mark, guys, you are just spot on there.
All right, Grant, what do you have to say?
Wow. Jaunty, first of all, that was an athletic performance on your part as well. You know, we were talking about how, you know, you didn't even seem like you were prepping, but I'm sure there's a whole lot of mental prep that goes into this, because there was a whole lot of physical manifestation of that we all saw here. And wow, well done. Well done to you and Lady L, actually.
Lady L, how are you feeling right now?
Magical as fuck, if I'm honest.
So what did you feel during the experience? Talk about the pleasure moving through your body.
Pleasure for me is such a natural expression of myself. It's it moves me on a I'm very emotional right now.
That's beautiful.
On a deep level, and for me, being able to not just express my feelings, but to allow them full flow, to allow them to be in me and around me and a part of me, it's beautiful and it's real and it's just me. And when I experience pleasure like this, it's what I was born for. It's what I was made for, and it's fucking fabulous. And I wish everybody could be in touch with themselves and just feel the magic and be you, and don't be afraid to express it. It's not dark, it's not wrong, it's just magic, and it's your light, it's your inner being, and just fucking let it shine, let it be, let it have full flow, and it will transform your life, and you will walk around with this energy pulsing through you. And that is my best thing about pleasure. It is never far from me, because it is within me. It's who I am.
Thank you. And on behalf of everybody at Cliff Central and all our listeners, thank you so much for sharing this, for opening yourself to this and showing every woman what they're capable of. And
you know, whatever kind of God you believe in or whatever kind of being, that being wants you to have the most pleasure that you can, and that's one of the reasons that you have all of the nerves inside of you that are about pleasure, that connect to your heart, that connect to spirit, that are about love and intimacy and excitement. Don't settle for less. Don't settle for less in your life, in your love, in your pleasure, in your relationships.
Don't let anybody make you be less.
No,
don't let anybody make you smaller.
Ask for what it is that you want and demand it. And on behalf of everyone here at Cliff Central, wish you all...
Wait, what is the Cliff Central? What is our dirty dictionary?
All right, dirty dictionary word. Amrita. Amrita is the fluid that a woman ejaculates, and it means delicious. Nectar of the goddess.
Woohoo!
So on behalf of everybody...
Janti, this was amazing. We just have to thank you for a million years. Thank you for allowing females to really celebrate their femininity and their pleasure, because we just have to stop this nonsense now. You are amazing, Goddess L, and it was a pleasure. Janti, you're the best.
We wish you all so much pleasure.
All I wanted was a sweet distraction for an hour or two. Had no intention to do the things we've done. Funny how it always goes with love. When you don't look, you find. But then